Yes, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anok.
Malka?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anok.
I'm getting a lot of background noise. I'm not sure it's you, but thank you. So let us begin. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoah. Ana Bekoah, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatim, Serura, Alephet Gimel, Yudtap Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu Nora, Gufre Shayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Givavat Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkaf Shin, Barchem Tacharem, Rakamei Sitkatcha, Tamid Damlen, Etet Reish, Saditaf Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuka, Na'el Adatecha, Et Kufbet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Penei, Zokre Kiddushatecha. Het Kufbet, Tet Nunayan. Yud Gimelamet, Pei Zayim Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul. The Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmati Akatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot, Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tach. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We are now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. When we utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Wafersha V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to connect to the Zohar through the Parsha of Yitro, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu L'yakda L'shem Yud He Bavav He B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tanenam Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Leila Witata Kola Yihu Kishot Biovada D shot. Belaylach mila bialma divaye barnash. Ledach yaleya mineya ulam haga. Beyatalana dehakulu ovada. Dikshot inun wikola itzirif. Bialma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this coming year, 5778, the year to bow in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first is in, that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vaya yishka mamnon v'yitchal v'yavo ha-melech liroto v'yomer amnon el ha-melech tavo natamar achoti yuchlabev l'ene shete levivot v'yevre miyada. The second verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. These letters are separated by three letters each. This verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiyacha ve'avoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale peshai ladonai yo he wahe veata nasata avon hatati sela. We're now going to go to the year 5777. Our current year for a few more days, and the energy of this year is that of the goat. There are also two verses in that connect to this energy of the goat. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor o yevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to create tzatz ki ach, and translation of these three words is appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the five words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which is translated as the Sea of Tenon. There is another verse. It's Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. And in this verse, the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, which is the year of the pause. This verse has two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem halevim. Ad kilotam lacha Yadita Chu Hakohanim Ki Halivim Yishre Levav Lehit Kadesh Me Hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse, connecting to the energy of the pause, is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba'adonai yohewahe adead ki bia yohe adonai yohewahe tzur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death. There are three verses that connect to this energy. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first that we will study. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitchabe sham washavtem. Eli El Nachum, V'halati Ichem, V'chayayim Yeshno, Baretz V'chipasti, Oto B'kal Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzach Yoved Ro'av Yomru Ayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom li'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan taftav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. Bene avla anoto ka asher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God by speaking aloud each letter of these names, utilizing the root vowel for each letter. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote alame me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he za yo ala da la awa he ea yo za la me de he he re yo he ko me. La awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame, re he a yo yo za, he 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo yo, he he shi ame me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, anu wa me he yo, Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. After we've completed the full chart, there are three names that we need to focus on and meditate on that connect us and help us achieve the goals of the year of the Bao, the year 5778. The first name is name number 13. It's Yud Zion Lamed. And it has the energy of heaven on earth. And everyone would agree that that's a significant, wonderful, thoughtful goal. The second one is name number 14. It's Mem Bet Hey. May Be Hey. And that the energy of this name is farewell to arms. And I think most people would recognize that giving up arms, giving up conflicts, finding ways around conflict is a beneficial goal as well. The third name is name number 30. It's Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Mei. The energy of this name is building bridges. And this is the tool that we need to utilize in order to give up or conflict or to say farewell to arms, in order to bring heaven down to earth or conversely bring earth up to heaven. These goals need to be implemented by this tool of building bridges among people, ultimately building bridges among nations. Now, many people will say, what can I do? I'm just one person. And the answer is, the Talmud and the Zohar have given us this understanding. The world was created for you, individually you. Therefore, a change in you changes the whole world. Use these tools, having the goals, the consciousness of desire to receive for these goals will come, they will manifest when we utilize the tools properly. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will follow in the same pattern, using the root vowels for the letters of the name. Wa 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 yo yo yo. Sa be te a a me, me be shi la yo he, anu a ka me ta, he he yo anu da la he wa he me a, yo tsa la me re he, he yo yo he me me, wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shia yo re ta shia he. Re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re. Yo yo la la he he ta a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Me he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he. Be he, me zare wa he be, yo a he ala wa, me zayo da he be, me kako ala a he he wa, re la he, Yo, yo, may, hey, la, yo, may, hey, may. And as we've finished the chart of the 72 names of God, there is one name that reinforces what we said with respect to the 72 names of God. Name number 30, it's in the same location in the chart. It's the same name, the same letters. Awame, Aleph Vav Mem. It has the same essence, building bridges. Contemplate why it's in the same place with the same name. Connecting to, helping us, being a tool for us to achieve the concept of building bridges between people, between families, ultimately between nations, and at some point in the future, perhaps, even building bridges between worlds. The Tzaddikim who left this 26th day of Elul, which is the second day of creation. Rosh Hashanah is the sixth day of creation, the day that Adam and Chava were created. This makes the 26th day of Elul the second day of creation. Do you know what was created this day? The Torah says we separated waters from waters. So on one level, we created separation. Unity only comes because there is separation. It's the opportunity to create unity. So is the second day, is the Monday of each week a good day? Because its essence is separation. Is it a good day? This is a question people have been struggling with throughout the generations. The people who chose to leave this day, the second day of creation, Rabbi Eliakim Getz of Ostro, Rabbi Chaim Pinto of Mogador, Rabbi Shmuel Abba Zikilinski of Zichlin, Rav Eliyahu Tzofarti. Tonight is the 27th day of Elul, and this is the third day of creation. Do you know what was created on the third day of creation? Unification through diversity. You first must separate in order to unify with the diversity. You can all be unified on day one, but on day three, there's been separation. So now we can unify with an appreciation of the diversity. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, Rabbi Nosson Adler, HaKohen, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer, a famous Kabbalist, Rabbi Shalom ben Rabbi Elazar Rokeach. He was the first Meltzer Rebbe. And he was known as Sar Shalom, the chieftain of peace. Rabbi Moshe Segal of Lvov. Rabbi Yitzhak Shiut, the Rav in Skolia. Rav Yaakov Leib of Kaval, Rav Benjamin Tzvi Auerbach, and Rav Moshe Nota Jungris. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class will be on the subject of the deeper level of the shofar. You can find this class in the advanced teshuvah classes. That's located on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the second column from the left. That brings you to the landing page. And please scroll down to the point where it says preparation for the Tishrei holiday. I know it's on this page. I'm just looking for it to be certain to give you the proper directions. It is class 4A, the deep Kabbalah of the shofar. The shorash of the word shofar is Shin Pei Resh. And it translates as to be good, to be beautiful, to be pleasing, and most importantly, to be improved. The Zohar explains that the shofar consists of the three columns. The horn represents the left column. The consciousness of the person blowing represents the right column, the sharing column, and the air being blown represents the central column. Another Zohar expresses the three columns as the fire of the heart of the blower is the left column. The lungs of the blower represent the central column, and the moisture in the air represents the right column. When the Atvash substitution method is used, this is where you substitute the first letter of the alphabet for the last letter, the second letter of the alphabet for the second to the last letter, the third letter of the alphabet for the third to the last letter, and so on. When this method is used, the letters become Bet, Pei, Vav, Gimel. The last three letters, Pei, Bet, Gimel, translates as to disappear. And the Bet means with or in. And this indicates that the purpose of the shofar is to make our negativity disappear into the shofar. To truly understand this concept, one must remember the answer to the question, where does the darkness go? The darkness goes into the light. The gematria of the shofar is 586, and this number is also the gematria of the full spelling out word of the word yesod, which means foundation. The gematria of shofar, when substituted with the atvash substitution, is 91, which is the number that represents the unification of the spiritual and physical levels of consciousness. The small gematria is 19. This is the same gematria as Chava, the mother of life. I leave to your own understanding the meanings of these gematriot. The shofar and Rosh Hashanah. The shofar is connected to Bina, since it is similar to our trachea, which is another name for the windpipe. The windpipe, unlike the esophagus, receives no physical items like food and drink. When we hear the shofar, either in Elul or in Rosh Hashanah, or on Yom Kippur, and we know this following truth, we cleanse our blockages within our bodies, and also the blockages created during this past year by the various nations, by the various people in our lives. This is what leads to a completely cleansed following 12 months for both the individual, for the congregation, for the various nations, and for the world in general. Only through the shofar can we be completely cleansed. In Hebrew, follow this truth. Satan is spelled Shin Tet Nun Sofit. The esophagus in Hebrew is Vav Shin Tet. Similar letters, similar sounds. What's the difference? The order of the letters is different, and the Vav and the Nun, Sofit, are different. But are they really? They sure look the same, except that the Nun Sofit is a little bit longer. When we allow our ego to express itself through anger and other negative emotions and thoughts, we expand both the ego and the Vav of the esophagus. As that Vav grows, it becomes a Nun Sofit. As we have learned about permutating words, all of the different energies of the different words of the permutations are included within each other. Starting the day after Rosh Hashanah, each negative thought and action expands the Vav of the Veshet, of the esophagus, to become Satan, and thereby block our access to the light. The larger the Nun, the less light flow to us, while the negative system ruled by the Satan receives more of the light. Please look at the Hebrew letters in the above paragraph closely. The only difference between Veshet, esophagus, and Satan, the negative force, is the location of the Nun Sofit, or is it a Vav? That choice is yours. By blowing the shofar, we think the Nun Sofit, we shrink the Nun Sofit back into its original Vav and remove the Satan from blocking our access to the flow of light. This is why we blow the shofar, yet this is only works when we know with certainty that this metaphor is actually the way the world works. And there is one more prerequisite. We must sincerely want to change ourselves to never do that action again. What action? The action that expands the ego and the Vav into the Nun Sofit. There is a link here to explain this more clearly. I won't be reading that today because we have a lot to do, but I highly recommend that as you prepare over the next few days, you come back to that link and read it. As always, if you have any questions, you can ask them as we speak now, or you can ask them when you have them in your studies by sending an email or perhaps calling me. If I don't answer right away, please understand I have much to do. But I will always get back to you if you leave a message requesting me to. The Kabbalah teaches that the 101 blasts that follow the pattern of 30, 30, 30, 10, and 1. Each of these 30 connect to the pattern of 10 blasts on the right column, 10 blasts on the left column, and 10 blasts on the central column. Each of the 30 have 3 sets of 10, which also follow the columns. If this sequence is not clear, spend some time contemplating it. And if it is still not clear, ask your question for clarification. So as you hear the blast, the shofar sounds during the Rosh Hashanah, consider the following kavanah. First, there is the right column of the right column of the right column. Then there is the right column of the right column of the left column. Then there is the right column of the right column of the center column. This is followed by the right column of the left column of the right column, followed by the right column of the left column of the left column, followed by the right column of the left column of the center column, followed by the right column of the center column of the right column, the right column of the center column of the left column, the right column of the center column of the center column, the right column of the center column of the center column of Avraham, the left column of the right column of the right column, the left column of the right column of the left column, the left column of the right column of the center column, followed by the left column of the left column of the right column, followed by the left column of the left column of the left column, followed by the left column of the left column of the center column, followed by the left column of the center column of the right column, followed by the left column of the center column of the left column. I think you're getting the idea. These are the kavanot to utilize during the hearing of the shofar. Remember, the mitzvah is not to hear the shofar. It is to know the shofar. And knowing means your kavanah. Knowing is the connection. And the strength of your focus on these phrases as it applies to a specific sound coming out of the shofar. If your focus is narrow and specific, that shofar blast will do its job. And what is its job? We will explain shortly. I am skipping down to the bottom of the list of kavanot there, to where it says, and I'm beginning to read again, the above is the kavanah for the blows of Avraham. During this kavanah for the blows of Isaac and the blows of Jacob. And the final 10 are called related to David. The final blast, the 101st blast, has the kavanah of Malchut, of Malchut, of Malchut, of Malchut. These blasts destroy all the negative chaos that is waiting to find the nation. Here is another metaphor to help you understand what is happening in the cosmos when the shofar is blown by a person who is knowledgeable about what he is doing. If the blower of your shofar is not a student of Kabbalah, then the consciousness that is injected into the blows is not as effective as you will see by this metaphor. That is, the Zohar teaches that Rabbi Shimon would spend 3 days prior to Rosh Hashanah in preparation and cleansing so that his consciousness would be pure. When the blower is a student of Kabbalah, the consciousness is more pure. When the blower is a student of Kabbalah, the Satan makes extra effort to confuse the blower about where he is in the sequence. A proper prepared blower will only move from one blow to the next if the blow has the proper consciousness, since that blow is rising to the level of consciousness appropriate for it, the proper level of its sefirah. When the blow enters the sefirah, there are bubbles of negativity in the cosmos of that level that are waiting for the Bet Din permission to find the person who created them. The negative blow has affinity with the negative effect, waiting to become chaos in someone's life. When this ballistic missile of sound reaches the target, the bubble of negativity, it blows up, which releases the positive blows to absorb the negativity as described above. Therefore, this chaos is removed from the life of a person, providing that the action is not being done again. Remember, when the light goes out, the darkness returns. That is why we are doing Teshuvah in the 40 days of Elul through Yom Kippur. That is why we blow the shofar every day of Elul, except the last day before Rosh Hashanah. This physical explanation for this one day without the blows is that we do not want Satan to know exactly when is Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the physical explanation does not make sense. When we remember that that day without the blowing of the shofar is the day of the annulment of the vows, it makes spiritual sense. We will discuss this more when we discuss Rosh Hashanah in more detail. From this point forward is a deeper explanation of the shofar and other aspects of the Rosh Hashanah holiday that was written by one of my teachers. I do not think we will have time to finish the teaching. I warn people that this explanation will sound out there, yet it is a real explanation of the natural laws of our universe that is not yet revealed by science. Take it for what you will. Theory believes that prior to the Big Bang, our entire universe was an empty dimensional plane. It was only when a nearby parallel universe collided with our empty dimensional plane at a specific point that energy from the full one spewed out into the empty other, ours, and later that energy congealed to form physical matter. From this point of singular primordial energy comes the diversity of the universe. Ultimately, therefore, everything in the universe came from the same source and is therefore somehow still connected to it. Indeed, the membrane theory, the M theory, that states that everything in the universe is still somehow connected, and therefore any one thing can somehow affect any and every other thing. If you allow my use of metaphor, creation was almost as if the other dimension penetrated our dimension, it ejaculated in it, and impregnated it, our growing universe and us being the children. I use this metaphor because the guardians of Torah secrets speak in sexual metaphorical terms to describe the relationship between dimensions. There might be more to this set of terms than mere metaphor. The interaction of primordial cosmic radiation field affects everything, including human consciousness. King Solomon wrote that there is a time and a place for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to sow. These nice words are much more than beautiful poetry. Solomon, who was a keeper of the secrets, was actually discussing natural laws and how cosmic energy fields bombard Earth in a relatively mechanical, timely manner, influencing shifts in collective human consciousness and thereby influencing and shifting the course of events on Earth, be they political, social, or economic, or any other category one chooses. The cosmic interaction between Earth, its radiation fields, and their influence upon human consciousness is by no means generic. The interaction never affects two people or two places in exactly the same way. As each point in space is finite and subjective, so too is each monad of human consciousness. Each unit of consciousness is what we call a soul. As each of us go through our daily lives, oblivious to anything happening in the universe, we regularly pass through specific fields of cosmic energy bombarding our planet. Some are large and can affect all of humanity. Some can affect only a relative physical locality. Some vibrate and at a specific resonance that affects only individuals of a certain orientation of consciousness. Everything is subjective and relative, yet everything operates according to the natural laws of the universe in its own version of mechanical form. Authentic Hebrew astrology is the science of understanding how natural cosmic fields present in the universe affect life on Earth, as Earth passes through them and is influenced by them. These influences are scientific and not mystical. The nature of these energy fields are some form of electromagnetism that may or may not be detectable by means known to present science. The nature of the influence that energetic fields have on human consciousness can be displayed in the laboratory. What is even more radical than this is the influence that human consciousness can have on energy fields. It is a well-known principle of quantum physics that atomic particles react in a different manner when they are being watched as to when they are not being watched. The nature of the observation affects them. Our universe, our planet, and our race all operate in this quantum reality. So too does our Torah. Torah is not a mere book about religion and stories of legend. It is an extraterrestrial communication of a quantum nature and contains within it significant scientific lessons. If we ever bothered to explore Torah scientifically and mathematically, we would make discoveries so profound that they would enable us to find our collective way back home to the stars from which we came. My commentary. There is a reason that the name of the race of angels mentioned in the Sefer Yetzirah are are called watchers, or maybe they should be called observers and action takers. This is actually a good place to break in this essay and this discussion. We will pick this up in our 3 o'clock class this afternoon. When I said our 3 o'clock class, yeah, it is our. I'm sorry. Our next class will be at 3 o'clock West Coast time. And we will pick up exactly where we left off immediately after my commentary. So I recommend that you leave your handout window open on your computer and join us again at that time. Does anybody have any questions as up to now?
Yeah, I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead, Justin.
It's regarding the shofar, the blowing of the shofar. If we go to a place where there is no Kabbalistic consciousness from the blower of the shofar, what can we do?
Are you a student of Kabbalah?
Yes.
It's your consciousness that you can inject. If the person doesn't have the consciousness, you can still inject your consciousness into the sound.
Okay.
That's why I'm teaching you this, so that you'll be able to do that.
It's a lot, you know, like, can we, I guess we might have to take notes to the synagogue where we're going to listen to the shofar so we can follow up, you know, everything.
So?
No, well, that's what I'm trying to say.
No, I understand what you're trying to say, and I'm asking you so. So you take notes. So you look unusual with your community because you're reading something they don't have. So?
Yes.
How else can you lower your ego? How else can you invite questions for people to ask you what you're doing? And you have an opportunity to suggest they study Kabbalah. Are you a tool of Hashem? Yes. Let Hashem use you in the way He suggests. If you feel you need the notes, then take them and utilize them. If you read these notes, you'll see a pattern to them, and that may be sufficient. But always know that Satan will attack your thoughts, trying to keep you confused and losing contact with where you are in the process. That doesn't mean he will be successful. And even if he is successful in confusing you, you can always go back to the point that you became confused and count the blows. So on one hand, count the blows on your hand where you are. Because each set of 30 is really a set of 10 three times. And what is the set of 10? There are three basic types of blows from the shofar. One is called a tekiah. It's a positive blow. It's a straight blow. It's one long sound. Then there are two types of negative sounds. One is called shivarim, for three, meaning three, it's broken into three blasts. And the other is trua, which is nine blasts as a minimum. They're short staccato blasts. So in the 10, and always, before I go to explain the 10, always the negative blasts have a positive tekiah in front of them and a positive tekiah at the rear of them. So in a blast of 10, you have positive tekiah, negative shivarim, positive tekiah, three blasts. Then you have positive tekiah, negative truah, positive tekiah, three blasts. Then you have the combination tekiah, positive, shivarim, negative, truah, negative, tekiah, positive, four blasts. Now, those 10 blasts, are they the first 10, the second 10, or the third 10 of the 30? If they're the first 10, it's right column. If they're the second 10, it's left column. And if they're the third 10, it's center column. And you can always maintain that consciousness. When the Satan attacks you, and he will, he'll confuse your thoughts or try to, and depending on the strength of your focus, how successful you will be, go back to that point. Where are you? Are you in the right column, the first 10, the left column, the second 10, or the third column, the third 10? And where within the 10 are you? And you'll find that it's easy to find your location. Listen to this recording that'll be posted later this afternoon. Because this particular teaching and clarification based on Jasmine's questions, I don't think I've ever done it in that way before. And it is a simpler way to understand it. So if it's as clear as mud, you're doing well. And remember, God has told us, open to me an eye of a needle, and I will show you supernal heights. Make the effort. Hashem will help you. Any other questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Remember, we have two more classes today. One is at 3 p.m. West Coast time, and the other at 8:30. The 8:30 class is the Tikkuni Zohar. Please join us. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom. Thank you.
Anouk?
Thank you.
Anouk? Anouk?